It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network, and you're about to enjoy Tucker's Tape, starring Ross the Boss, Ross Tucker, here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. And this segment is brought to you by the most fun you can have on a Penn State weekend, in my opinion, GoPSURV.com. Arrive on a Friday, enjoy their park or their location. They'll shuttle you back and forth to the game. They'll have your RV ready for you. You can do single games. If you want to do Penn State football game and a RV, check out GoPSURV.com.
Yeah, I told you I'm doing it. So yeah. Everybody should at least try it once. I think it's a better experience than what you've probably already been doing. I can remember when I used to go with my mom and dad when we had season tickets growing up. They would get a hotel. Like, they couldn't get a hotel near Penn State.
Right.
So I think the hotel was like past Lewistown or something.
And there's some and it bad was choices.
Like, oh, it was rough. All I know is there was no steps to go up. You just walked right in.
Park in front of your door. Car.
Yeah, park in front of your door.
I don't like those kind of hotels.
Double lock the thing. I think all four of us would be in the same bed, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not a good deal. And I blame Mark from GoPSURV for not starting this business 33 years ago.
Yeah, the interesting thing is, like, I'm very enamored with the whole RV thing. The joke with my running joke with my wife is, like, when I retired, I would love to buy an RV and just drive around the country. And she gives me that weird, like, furry eyeball, like, yeah, that's never gonna happen, and what are you thinking? But that's like something I would love to do. So, but she's like, yeah, that's not gonna
happen. It's funny, because on Monday on my podcast, the Ross Tucker football podcast, on Monday I had my dad on. You know, Father's Day coming up, the whole deal.
Well done.
I had my dad on, and we talked about my first memory is my dad, my parents take me to a Penn State game. Like, and that's why I think I ended up being a football player. I was just hooked. I think it was either 84 against Boston College or 85 against Rutgers. But it was one of those, and I was just hooked. All the RVs, the motorhome, but really seeing the green grass, the uniform, it's just – that was cool. And so, one other side. This is why people listen, right?
Right.
For my personal family story.
It is starring Ross Tucker. Story.
This is Tuck's Take. So, my father-in-law has a hunting cabin out near Penn State, right?
Okay.
So, we go out there 3 to 5 times a year. And every time we drive on 322 past Beaver Stadium.
Right.
And every time, my daughters will be behind me on their iPad. And my wife is just doing whatever on her phone or whatever, and I'm driving, listening to music. And every single time, both ways, I say, girls, 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 everybody, everybody, look, look, there it is. There it is. Beaver Stadium, home of the Penn State University Nittany Lions. And they're like, yeah, we know.
We know, Dad.
I'm like, girls, we are Penn State. No, louder, we are Penn State. It's just kind of fun. It's just kind of funny.
Do you know your number one job as a parent as your kids get older is to embarrass them?
What's that?
Your number one job as a parent as your kids get older
I'm
is
a little
to
embarrassed
embarrass
right
them.
Now.
Bob's so like Bobby journalist over here. That anything that's like where I talk about an affinity for Penn State growing up, it certainly doesn't slow me down from criticizing anybody,
that's
Bob.
True.
That's
nope.
for sure.
That's true.
We will which, by the way, I think you can do that. I think you can be a fan and still be critical, right?
Correct.
I think that almost makes you a better fan. Anyway, we're 3 minutes in. What's the subject today?
We're going to talk about the 2019 recruiting class. Penn State came off a big recruiting weekend. And they are lining themselves up with their target list to absolutely crush it again in
the
2019 class. There are indicators that they're going in a direction that they want to be going in.
Every
that,
crystal ball had them getting, you know, Cameron Kelly too for a while there.
Right. But
so you got to be careful about that a little bit, I feel like.
I'm not saying necessarily the crystal ball, but I'm reading the other tea leaves and I'm like, so they're it seems like they're mining the field pretty good. In other words, the harvest is going to come because they're mining the field. But I want to talk about some of the guys that they have in first and the 19 class and your thoughts on they're, you know, are they getting full? Will they do this or that? And at a few positions, but as it's constructed right now, the 19 class in terms of verbal commitments is a linebacker, a quarterback, one offensive lineman, one running back, and 4 to 5 defensive backs. Marquise Wilson goes.
He's a DB.
He's a DB. So let's just say 5 defensive backs. This past weekend, they hosted Michael Johnson Jr., 4-star quarterback from Oregon. His father is the wide receivers coach for the Oregon Ducks. He's
What a waste of money to have him fly to Penn State.
You think so,
dude? If he's that good of a player, and his dad's on the Oregon coaching staff, what do you think? That, I mean, it happens every once in a while, but what do you think the head coach is going to say? That your kid better go here.
Yeah, but his dad hasn't been in Oregon but like a couple years. It's not like he's been there 10 years.
Does he want to stay in Oregon?
Yeah, yeah. That makes it even more the point that he's going there. How much you want to bet, Andy?
I'm not saying.
Ooh, he'll give you 10 to 1.
The kid's going to Oregon. Anyway, let's keep going.
So I can have the field and you take an Oregon.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, they already have Taquan Roberson in there. Do you see Penn State getting – I don't see them having another quarterback target other than this kid.
I don't see them getting a second quarterback, and I think it's very rare that you get two quarterbacks in a class these days.
I agree.
No kid wants to be the second guy. No kid – like Sam Darnold did it at USC. I feel like we've talked about that before.
Okay.
But it's very rare, and that really happens usually when the first guy commits really early. And maybe doesn't progress as much, and the younger guy was kind of, and the other number two guy was kind of off the radar.
Right.
I don't really think that that's the case with either one of them. Roberson's a good player. I don't think Johnson's off the radar. I don't really think. I mean, what kind of? I guess you could look at it both ways. You could say what kind of guy you're going to get that's going to come in as a second quarterback. The flip side is you could have a guy that's majorly like. I'm going to come in and be the man.
Right.
I'm not worried about it. I just don't think that they need a second quarterback. I don't think they're going to get a second quarterback. And I'm surprised that it's even – they're having a smaller class this year, Bob.
Yeah,
I'm surprised that getting a second quarterback is even a priority.
All right, I'm taking Michael Johnson off. You win. The other schools all want him as a number one. So
So let me give you a little insight there, okay?
You sold me.
So – I do a radio show with Ed McCaffrey, and one of my former coaches at Nebraska now, Frank Verducci, coached me in Buffalo and Dallas. I was on the radio with Ed, and during a break, his son's name is Luke McCaffrey, one of the top 300 players in the country, had offers to Ohio State, Michigan, whatever. And I said, you know, Luke should go to Nebraska. He lives in Colorado. Nebraska's right there. Scott Frost just came back. They're going to turn it around.
Right.
The only team they really need to beat to win the Big Ten West is Wisconsin. They're going to be in Big Ten championship games. They're going to be in the Rose Bowl. Scott Frost is like the Messiah coming back there. I said, and Luke could be the guy. Like, he could be the guy that brought Nebraska football back. And he runs a 4.48. You know, he's like his brother. And that's what Nebraska's looking for. That's the kind of kid they had at UCF.
Yep.
So he ended up committing there. But talking with Ed... talking with Nebraska a little bit, it was just interesting. Like, Nebraska only wanted one, but they wanted to get one. And Luke McCaffrey and Ed McCaffrey, they wanted to go to Nebraska, and they wanted to be that one. Like, nobody wants to go somewhere and be the second guy. You're just not going to get a good guy like that. Very, very rare.
I continue to marvel at the McCaffrey gene pool. I swear, I've never seen – if you look at all the athletes that have been produced over the last 30 years, it's amazing. Division One,
right?
It's just amazing.
Yeah,
sisters, brothers, uncles, nephews. I don't know. All these kids are quarterbacks. They're all going to play D1. Incredible.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Tucker's Tape segment is being brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you want an RV for a Penn State game, check them out. GoPSURV.com. All right, maybe a more interesting conversation. The quarterback is obviously the bright lights position. What about two running backs?
So here's what's interesting.
This one's interesting.
How I feel about quarterback, I almost feel the polar opposite about running back. Now, not totally, because there's still a guy that is like, okay, do I really want to go where there's a higher ranked running back than me already?
Right.
Do I really want to go compete for snaps where I can go somewhere else and be the guy? So I'm still not sure they get a running back, or at least a guy high caliber. They could get like a Journey Brown type who's kind of more of an athlete that maybe they'll start at running back. But we've seen a lot in recent years. Alabama seemingly gets two every year.
Georgia?
Georgia, you know, with Sony Michel and Nick Chubb. You know, I do the U.S. Army Bowl every year, and there's a lot of times where there's like two running backs going to the same school
right
in the game.
Right.
So they don't, running backs don't look at it like quarterbacks do at all. It's really interesting.
Well, the two Penn State has that are high targets on their list, Eric Gray, the four-star from Tennessee, was in as part of the visit group, visit group last week. And Noah Kane is a stud, four-star running back from IMG. Both of those have Penn State on their list that they're looking at. And the flip side of it is, and I think I said this before, was I think Barkley being such a freak kind of changed what James Franklin wants to do with the running back. I think he wants to use two running backs. He has a clear number one, but he always wants to be playing a number two as well. He burned Miles Sanders' redshirt, not because he thought Miles Sanders was going to return
kicks.
He
played Barkley a lot last year. They didn't sub him out.
Well, that's because Barkley turned into a stud. You can't keep Barkley off the field. No, but
what I would say, though, to your point, Andy, is I feel like you're coming off of having a running back that's the number two pick in the draft.
Correct.
If you're ever going to get two running backs and you're ever going to get two studs, it's, hey, we just lost Saquon. You're the next guy. You can be just like him because all these high school kids idolize him.
Look at Georgia, Alabama, and Ohio State, all running back timeshares. Georgia played three. Alabama played probably five.
Right.
Ohio State had Weber and J.K. Dobbins split in time. That's just the way in this world with big, fast defensive players all over the field and the way they want to go up-tempo, you can't play one running back.
Yeah, Georgia used three. I mean, DeAndre Swift played last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
They did use three. Alabama, I can't believe that kid Damian Harris went back to school.
Yeah.
That really surprised me, but he did. It's a good point, and that might be what Penn State ends up doing this year. I think, well, but we'll see. I don't know if they feel, we'll see how Ricky Slade comes along.
That's a good point. That's a good point as well. All right, the last position I want to look at real quick in the final minute, defensive backs. They've got five already, four to five already. They are very high on Lewis Cine, the four-star from Texas. They are recruiting him very
high. They're only going to take a guy that they're really high on at this point. You know, you already have that many DBs. They're only going to take a guy if they think he's better than the guys they already have, or a true difference maker. I will say this. If there's ever a position in today's college football where you can go heavy, it's DB.
It's DB?
It's DB because they play a lot and lots of them.
All right. That'll do it. Defensive backs, you think they can't take enough. Quarterbacks are not getting two. And running backs is like, if they're going to get two, it's going to be right now. All right. That'll do it for Tucker's Tape coming up. They are your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is on deck. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hi, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Kickoff Show. Stop by Route 15 Beverage Express for the best selection of craft, domestic, and import beer in the area. Let our friendly and knowledgeable staff provide you with the best service in the area. And don't forget, June 23rd, we are saying thank you for 15 wonderful years of service. Stop by from noon to 4 for free food from 409 Tailgate Club, beer samples, and prizes just off Route 15 South in Dillsburg.